Checking proofs and illustrations. The next few months entailed the checking of proofs of the text of the two volumes as the type was being set. Ellen White, as well as Marion Davis and W.C. White, gave very careful attention to this. Close scrutiny was also given to the artwork, including many new designs. Let it not be supposed that Ellen White did not concern herself with such details. She was paying for the paintings, and she wanted them right. On December 20th, she wrote to C.H. Jones. I wish to say to you that I am sadly disappointed in the cuts prepared for such a book as The Life of Christ. I consider that if Brother Reeser accepts such figures, his eye and taste has lost its cunning. You cannot expect me to be pleased with such productions. Look at these figures critically, and you must see that they are made from either Catholic designs or Catholic artists. The picture of Mary has a man's face, the representations of Christ with the two fingers prominent, while the others are closed, is wholly a Catholic sign, and I object to this. I see but very little beauty in any of the faces, or persons. The reading of the proofs at times called to Ellen White's mind some things she wanted to add. In a letter written in mid-February, 1898, she stated, "Matters must be prepared on the life of Christ, and after I thought it was done. In reading the manuscript, I saw that some other things must be written." The making of changes in the manuscript after it had been sent to the publisher, and the changing of the text in pages already set in type, was frustrating to the publishers and expensive all the way around.
W. C. White wrote to C. H. Jones on July 14, 1898.
The getting out of this book is a great enterprise, and though it costs us much in money and in labor and in patient forbearance, we are confident that when issued, it will be worth, to the cause, all that it has cost and many times more. And while we may truly say that it is a trying thing to work along with author and publisher so far apart, yet it may be that the book is enough better to pay for all this. As I now have opportunity to see the volume, and the value of what Mother is now writing, I daily feel to thank the Lord that she is here in Australia, where she is comparatively free to write what the Lord presents to her mind.
-12 WCW, P. 96.
Italics supplied. The Desire of Ages first came from the press in two beautiful art volumes, with continuous numbering of pages. Shortly thereafter it was published in a single volume of 865 pages.
Very near the close of the year, December 10, 1898, copies arrived at Currambong and were eagerly examined by Ellen White, W. C. White, and her staff of workers.
The monumental task was completed. Now the book would bless millions in the years to come. The first edition of The Desire of Ages was distributed largely to the public through literature evangelists. Then the Pacific Press turned to the production of what is termed a trade edition, the book in less elaborate form, to be sold largely to Seventh-day Adventists. The publishers chose to issue it in a testimony size page, using smaller type and putting it out in a cloth binding for $2. It carried an appendix and a subject index, and was a rather stubby volume of 1,042 pages. In this form it was not popular and had a limited lifespan. Soon the trade book printing was done from the same plates as were used for the Colporteur edition, but without full-page illustrations.